Alrighty, well, today is Tuesday, November 7th, 2017. We are in the beginning of Module 2, which is around reliance, and today we're looking at the Spiritual Support Worksheet. And for our opening, I have a prayer that's called Fully Engaged, and it's from the forthcoming book, Strong from Within. And here it is, fully engaged, one foot in, one foot out, a familiar way of being, the accompanying angst, tug of war within, a familiar feeling, always trying to choose, deep breath, a new way, allowing both to be, fully engaged, with both, with all, deep breath, allowing both, allowing all, fully engaged. So I picked these guys intuitively, and when I saw that this was it, I'm like, that's interesting. What does that have to do with support? And it may be different for everyone who hears it, but what came up for me is I'm aware lately, especially since we're talking about spiritual support and I was preparing for this, I tend to want to muscle through things myself. I tend to forget that I have spiritual support, and it's the most important thing in my life. So I find that curious, and it would be pretty darn easy for me to judge myself a lot for that forgetting. And what this fully engaged reminds me is, what's the point of judging? It, you know, that's a really harsh way to go and doesn't serve. And so noticing that I forget, and that's okay. And we're here now. So all of us here have not forgotten. So yay us. So I think I've shared with you guys that I fill these worksheets out along with you. I just filled out mine fresh this morning, and it's shocking to me every time how different it is creating the material, which is material I'm familiar with, but then actually doing the work as a participant. It's really wonderful. It's a whole different experience. So I just wanted to share that with you. And just get your thoughts, whoever would like to share, about how the experience was for you in working through this spiritual support worksheet. Who would like to go first?
This is Doreen.
Go ahead, Doreen.
It's a wonderful experience to do these worksheets, even though I know you haven't gotten most of them. I'm working on that.
Not the most important point, that you've done them is the most important point.
But the fact that it's kind of a way for me to reflect on how the changes in my life have affected how I'm coping with life or living my life in redefining my life. So what could I say is about the spiritual part is that I think it has become more significant in my life now, and I practice it and probably have more, quote, rituals that I do daily. In my, quote, new life. I know that sounds kind of vague, but a way of redirecting some of my spiritualities as I look at the practices that I have, I think it's like trusting that what I have in spirit is going to manifest in my life. So I guess that's just that's kind of like where I'm coming from at this point.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, I was talking to you, and I'm like, why isn't she responding? Because I was on mute.
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you.
Yes, you do not need to apologize. Totally operator error. So would you like to share some of what you put on your worksheet, or would you like to save that for later?
It's absolutely whatever, you know, how you want to facilitate the discussion.
Yeah, why don't you... just walk through one of yours. You know how with each of them we wrote down what spiritual practices we have right now, and then we looked at how often you're currently doing them, how much you'd like to be doing them, and what you consider the value of each. So why don't you just pick one and walk it all the way through?
I guess the first thing that I think of is that daily, I light a candle to focus my intentions and my energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's important in my belief that intention and energy manifest into my life. And the candle serves kind of as a focus point, a chance to reflect on that each day, and say, gee, these are my intentions. How am I going to make them happen today?
Beautiful. And it sounds like you do it every day.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Fantastic.
Pretty much every morning. But, you know, this is a new thing for me.
Okay.
So.
Thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
So, Janet, how about you? What's your overall impression of doing this worksheet?
It was interesting to me to see that some of the things that came to me were not necessarily people would think our spiritual practices or anything. And the other thing was, it just was like, yeah, you're not doing them nearly enough.
I totally hear you. I actually went back and looked at each of mine, and I think all but two of them I wanted to do twice as much, and the other two I wanted to do three times as much. I'm like, oh boy, okay, so got it.
Yeah.
Okay, good to know. So do you want to walk through one of yours specifically?
Sure.
Do you want me to do it or do you want to do it?
I can.
Okay, great.
What I realized probably was the most interesting one to me was that, you know, being creating things and being in the creative flow is probably the most supporting thing for me as far as, and it's not necessarily spiritual, but I think it is. I don't know.
Right.
It's kind of weird.
Totally cool. Yeah. It's funny because you listed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 things, and that's the one I went to right away too, that it seems like knowing who you are and how you are, that you being in your creative flow seems highly spiritual.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I wrote down the regular things, but that one was the one that stuck out to me. And I realized that, you know, maybe I'm at that space maybe 3 times a month.
Yeah.
And I would love to be doing it, really, 5 times a week. You know, being able to be in that space of creating and not being doing stupid things like going to my $10 an hour job or something.
Yeah, I totally hear that.
Can I ask a question to Anne or to Janet?
No.
Well, I don't know. You weren't going to speak, and now you're speaking. Sure,
oh.
Why not?
Well, I didn't do my worksheet, so I
guess
I'm not.
Even if you haven't done your worksheet.
I'm not fully engaged. I laughed my ass off when you were reading the prayer because I was like, oh, well.
Yeah.
Calling me out.
Yeah, there you go.
So, Janet, what I just heard you say, I want to reflect back. I heard you say that you feel like you're only in a creative space 3 times a month. Is it? I'm curious about what a quote-unquote creative space is to you. Because I feel like since I talk to you on a really regular basis, when you're doing your work, like you're building websites or creating logos or doing things like that, is that not creative? Is that not the same creative space for you? I'm just curious and would love some clarification to help support you.
Some of it is, some of it is not. Kind of like the part where I feel in the flow is like, you know, coming up with the ideas and doing, you know, doing the idea part and the fun part, and sometimes doing the, you know, like if I'm making a logo or something, that's creative. But then, you know, like coming up with how a website's going to look and all that stuff is creative flow, but then the rest of it's just grunt work. You know,
oh, so you love the ideation part of it, but the actual sometimes, not always, but sometimes the doing part of it isn't the fun part for you.
Correct.
Got it. Cool. Thanks.
Well, and thanks for asking, Gina. And Janet, why don't you share what the value is for you, because that kind of seems to address how you distinguish.
Well, the value to me is it's because it's when I feel really alive and be purposeful and feel like I'm contributing to the world.
Yeah. So I think what I hear you're saying from what Gina asked is it possible that even if you were doing something that seems creative, but it feels like there's a lot of constraints or you're not as free to do whatever you're inspired to do, then it kind of doesn't end up getting in this category?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it really is very personal. You can tell the difference, but somebody, a productivity consultant following you around wouldn't necessarily know.
Yeah.
So, and perfect, you know, it's personal. And that's the whole point of doing our own worksheets and assessing ourselves, not having someone else assess it, and then knowing what you want to do different. So that's pretty clear what you want to do different. You want to be not even just creating logos, but creating logos where you have the freedom to really be creative and in the creative flow, not really micromanaged by a client maybe.
Yeah.
Is there something else?
Yeah, that's probably part of it. And the other part is, I think, you know, I would, you know, probably in an ideal world, you know, I would love to do all that creative part and then hand off the work.
Sure.
You know, like especially for websites and stuff where it's like, okay, this is what I want it to look like. This is how I want it to work. Go.
Yeah.
Somebody else go.
Yeah. Yeah. So also good to know.
Yeah. You know, always the art director. You never want to be the don't ever want
execution to be gal.
Yeah, no production, yeah.
Got it. Very clear. Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing all the specifics on that.
Uh-huh.
So I'm thinking, I'm looking at my own list, and I'm thinking what I would like to share about is prayer. I have both prayer and meditation on my list, and to me, they're quite a bit different, and I didn't really realize that until I was doing this worksheet, because to me, prayer is using words to remind myself of having divine access, of being divine, and that's really wonderful. And meditating is listening, listening for guidance, listening even without an agenda, but without the words. And it seems like both are really important to me right now, but I've kind of upped my prayer because it seems like right now I need the verbal reminder. And then another thing I put on my list, which I consider separate, although it's completely related, is doing deep breathing without meditating, without prayer, just taking deep breaths. And that feels like it's almost a self-management tool and reminds me at the same time that I'm connected to something greater. So it's curious. I can see how it would be really easy if, I don't know, like if we were to do our tasks, our chores, even something as mundane as washing the dishes or driving to an appointment, if we did that with a certain presence, a certain care, a certain attention, my guess is it would become spiritual. So I, like, all of this thought, internal conversation came up from doing this worksheet, which when I created the worksheet, I had absolutely no idea. So how great is that?
That's wonderful.
Thank you. So because we just have a few people here and we have a nice amount of time, do any of you feel like you would want some spot coaching around any of this?
Sure, I have a question. But,
sure.
I guess at this point in my life, I'm trying to redefine what's meaningful in my life. And like I said, I find myself kind of resting in some of the more traditional ideas of spirituality, like meditation and prayer and those areas. But what I'm really missing at this point in my life is I don't have the same informal network. So one of my things has always been trying to find the sacred or the spiritual in ordinary everyday life. Like, this might be a silly example, but I don't like washing dishes.
Fair enough.
So I would just try to concentrate on these things about, well, if I had dirty dishes, that means that I had food to eat, or I can play in the bubbles kind of thing. And I don't know, that might sound weird, but somehow it made it more than just what it was. But so I guess part of my life has been just finding the sacred in everyday thing. And what I found out is because I don't have the same informal support network and I'm trying to build it, is that like some of my things that I believe is that you know, like living life as a miracle, just sharing joy and grief with others, or sharing and cooking food, those kinds of things are spiritual, but they're missing in my life right now. So, I mean, I guess the obvious thing is that I find new people to do those things with, but that hasn't happened. So it feels like there's a missing piece in my life, like a huge gap. So yeah. I'm not really sure, I guess, what I'm asking you, but I would like anybody's feedback on, you know, I don't know, I guess how that, is there comments or reactions or whatever to that?
So a couple things come to mind immediately, because it seems like your question is, well, how do I go forward anyway? And so I'm wondering, like, if you were to start a simple meetup group, so it would be for people right there in your area, and it might be to share a meal, it might be to have a conversation around a spiritual book, like you could decide whatever you thought was most interesting to you, and then start a meetup. And, you know, if the first meeting one person joined you, fabulous, you have someone to do it with, and it grows from there. So that's the first thing. And then the second thing is, if you didn't do that, or if you still find sometimes the people or a person isn't there like you would want them to be, how can you develop a more full relationship with yourself as if you are the beloved? So maybe it's preparing a formal meal for yourself and setting the table as you would if guests were coming. And so addressing it from that angle too, so that other people aren't necessary while you're in the process of engaging with other people. So with both of those ideas, what comes up for you? What are you hearing for you?
I like those ideas. I guess the first one that I hear is talking about the second one, is to love myself more. I mean, do the things for me that I've shared with other people.
Yeah, exactly.
To give myself what I really feel I need to nourish myself, instead of thinking that the people that I know right now can provide it, because I think we kind of live in different worlds, which is okay.
Sure.
So I guess that, you know, the second one, I think, is something that empowers myself that I can do immediately. And I think to empower myself reminds me that to have more confidence in my capabilities to reach out to other people, to use my leadership skills, which I haven't used in a while.
Perfect. Leadership skills, perfect.
I don't mean that in an authoritarian way.
I know you don't, Doreen. I totally get that.
Well,
precious.
Yeah. You know, to initiate things.
Yes.
To empower other people. And create what I want in my life, which I can feel a little spark in me getting excited about that I haven't felt in a while. So so I guess that, you know, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Puts a different spin on my my situation to look at instead of what's missing to looking how that space can be filled, which I think that's a major shift in thought.
Yay. I'm so glad.
Yeah. So yay for you.
You're totally welcome. And I want to open it up. Gina or Janet, do you hear anything that you could add to what Doreen's kind of asking about?
This is Janet. I think you guys covered it pretty good. I mean, I love the idea of creating your own meetup groups and things, because you can kind of cater them to be what you want to do and what you're interested in. And then you can find like-minded people, which is awesome.
Yeah.
It makes me want to do some of that, too.
Okay. There you go. You can up your numbers by making groups around them.
Yeah. You're generating good ideas. So.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah. So before we close, Janet, how about you? Is there something that doing this worksheet brought up for you that you'd like some coaching around?
This is kind of always seems to be my hang up, is that I don't feel like I ever have any discipline to do the things, like especially like meditation and yoga. I can do meditation for, you know, months on end, and then one day I just stop.
Okay.
And I've done that. I don't know. I realize I've done stuff like that all my life. I'll do something for a while or a long time or years even, and then one day I just stop and I just can't make myself do it again.
I wonder if it's run its course for you. Is there, like, have you been able to do variations of it, or does the whole category just, like, it's off limits?
Sometimes it's the whole category. Sometimes it's just I just need to change up or something. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. But in particular, I'm having a really hard time meditating. And I know I feel better, and I know everything goes better when I do it. And I don't know. Maybe I don't have a big enough why of why I should do it.
Yeah. So, interesting question, since people with strategic thinking strengths really love why, and you have a lot of strategic thinking strengths, do you know what your why is? Why do you want to meditate?
Why do I want to?
Yeah, what's the value?
I usually feel better and feel sharper.
Oh.
And it feels like my life goes a little bit better. Not always, but sometimes it goes better.
Mm-hmm. So let's take them one at a time. So how important is it to you to feel sharper on a scale of 1 to 10? 10, it's imperative. 1, you could care less.
I would say that's an 8.
Okay, so that's pretty significant. And then I heard you say with your life going better that mostly it does, but, you know, it's not a guarantee. For the amount that it does seem to get better, how important is that to you? 10, imperative, 1, not at all.
It's probably a 7. My life doesn't really ever go terribly. So.
Right. Positivity ensures that. So what do you think? I'm just thinking about you having input and ideation in your top strengths. What if you did something like challenged yourself to meditate in a different way every day?
So not do the exact same thing every day.
Yeah.
Oh, that would probably make me feel better.
Shake it up. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't even know why. I guess it's just that Kundalini training where you do, like, you pick one thing and you do it for 40 days or something. And
right.
And so, I hadn't really thought about changing what I do every day.
Okay.
Yeah, you pick one thing. It's called meditating.
There you go. Perfect. And then there are the infinite Janet variations.
Okay, I like that better.
Okay, report back to us how that goes.
Okay.
I think that has a lot of potential for you.
Yeah.
Very cool. Gina, you're here. Do you want some coaching around something?
Let's see. I don't know if I necessarily want coaching. I think I just want to share that I have had, over the last couple of days, this awareness of me turning off my spiritual enrichment So I feel like I've put my life on hold for a couple certain circumstances, and part of that was my meditating and my daily rituals and my connection to God. And I agree with what you said, and Yogi Bhajan always just said that prayer is when you talk to God and meditation is when God talks to you, which I've kind of always loved. But I feel like I often stop meditating when I feel like there's an answer I know, which is true. Like I know in my body, but I don't want my guides or God to tell me. And so I'll just cut off my connection. And so I just aware that I have completely disconnected because I'm not on path. And that's pissed me off. And good realization to start again.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It totally does. I have never thought about if we don't really want to hear, why are we going to listen? That makes perfect sense. And great awareness that you've done it. And now you can turn it back on when you're ready.
Yeah, and I feel wholeheartedly different after I made that awareness and have done I guess I've done my rituals 3 days in a row now, and so it's just kind of interesting to have, I don't think I realized I turned them off, but then when I realized how much I missed them, I realized I wasn't going there because I didn't want to hear, I don't want to hear,
yeah.
I don't want to hear the answers are, but I know it's time, so there you go.
Thank you for sharing that. That's kind of vulnerable. I really appreciate that. I've never thought of it like that. It makes perfect sense why you would do it and not be aware of it. And, gosh, I wonder who among us hasn't done that and not been aware of it.
Well, and as you've watched me over the last 6 months, it probably makes sense, too.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. So.
Yeah. Thank
cool.
you. Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, is there anything else before we go into our closing? Anything else from anybody?
This is Doreen. I would just like to ask an accommodation. I am working on my computer skills, but until I'm up to speed, could I receive the worksheet in the Google Docs format like you sent in Module 1?
Yes, absolutely. I will ask Kelly to do that for you so that you have them before we meet next week.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
That's definitely still one of my goals. But
I know. You're working on it.
I'm a work in progress.
And, yes, you are. And you're here. So there.
Well, I always believe that's just one of my beliefs, but that we have to show up or I should say I have to show up in the best way that I can. It might not always be the best, or it might always be perfect, but do what you can.
Yeah. So thanks for asking for what you need. I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you for complying with that. It means a lot.
Yeah, I'm kind of incapable of complying, but Kelly's capable of complying, so we will make that happen.
Well, you're a motivator, and you're empathetic.
There you go. Indeed.
I think you can accomplish that.
Thank you so much for your confidence. All right, so tonight we're going to finish with this one that pops up constantly. It's a four-line prayer called Flourishing, and every time I say, what are we going to look at? Here it is again. And maybe it's because this says everything. So flourishing, clear mind, open heart, strong body, radiant spirit. So thank you all of you for sharing so fully tonight, and we'll reconvene again same time, same place next week. Bye for now.
Thank you.
Bye.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.